Well, we've actually had kind of a master plan from the beginning, which was to be bi-coastal in the U.S., East Coast and West Coast. And so it took us, in order to do it right, it takes time. And it took us, you know, 4 years to get past just being in the Western U.S. And we launched the New York show, as I mentioned. And we're working on plans to expand internationally now and bring the online new media community together in other countries. And we're not quite sure how long that's going to take, but we're working on it. And that's been the plan from the beginning. One thing I wanted to mention doesn't go along with one of your questions, but I wanted to bring this to you. There's a company that was tracking our hashtag yesterday, which is #BWELA. And even before the end of the day, we still had the keynote going, I think, at 5:15. And then we had people, you know, tweeting and sharing Facebook comments and blog posts and everything into the night. But it was reported that our stats were huge. We had 10,200 tweets by 4:52 p.m., over 2,700 individual contributors, and 81.7 million impressions online. And so I know that doesn't relate to your question. I was excited to tell you because it's just amazing how far reaching the attendees here are. And so for somebody who's promoting their content to get involved with this community, it's a great organic way to do it. Some people that are really creative with their expression, with their writing and videos and all the things that you create online, some people aren't really great marketers. So they're coming here to learn how to market through the appropriate channels. But one of the great ways to do it is just to be a part of the community and part of the conversation and be here live and meet everybody. And when you do that and you're part of this stream of conversation, you're part of that huge number of impressions. So it's a great organic way to grow your audience. So I just wanted to bring that up.
I love that because it's like again and again, since I've been here, I've heard it's about relationship. It's about people. Plan on building a relationship and building community. Now, on your blog page, you say that you are a, let's see if I get it right, sleep deprivationist, thrill seeker, and a very avid social media fanatic. What would you consider the most important thing that you have learned from your experience with Blog World and the New Media Expo about social media?
Gosh, there's so many things that I've learned. I can't really think of one that's the most important. I think if I could kind of use another example of a wonderful lady that I met last year at one of the parties, the first party last year on the West Coast, she came up to me and we met, and she had come on her birthday and left her husband at home, and it was really important for her to come. And she teaches children how to read that have reading problems, reading comprehension problems and reading disabilities and things like that, or the schools label them with disabilities. And she makes videos showing her lessons, and she has developed her own unique system for helping children learn how to read. And she was telling me she came to learn how to, you know, create really polished videos because she's sort of embarrassed, you know, that her videos were too rough and they weren't really well prepared, and she didn't really know how to do it and didn't understand YouTube and didn't understand, you know, blogging and social media channels yet. And I told her, I said, you know what? The most important thing that you have is not the polish in how you produce your content, although you're going to learn how to do it better, and it's not all of the different channels that you're using and how much technical expertise that you have. The most important thing that you have is that unique content, and those children need you now. So don't wait. Put your content up as soon as you get home from the event. Start publishing it. Start interacting with people, building your community, letting people know what you have to help them. And that's what you're there for. They can't wait for you to get perfect. They really need you now, and you've got a great thing going that few people have. And she started doing it, and she started her blog and started publishing her videos. And I told her, just, you're going to become polished over time. But that's a constant chase. You know, wherever you are right now, like you're doing your radio show, and, you know, I used to be a designer and an illustrator and things like that, and I used to think, oh, this is a pretty good illustration. You look at it a few years later, and you think, oh, what was I doing? That was terrible. You know, your standards change. Once you get to where you wanted to go, you're never really looking down. You're kind of looking ahead to where you're going to be and where you want to get to next. And so I guess the most important thing that I've learned through the people that I've met at the show is just to dive in, start publishing, start expressing yourself, start sharing and helping, and just, you know, start moving on your mission, whatever it is, the type of content that you're publishing and broadcasting, and to get started and start interacting with people. I know that's kind of a general thing to say, but, you know, the technology is going to continue to evolve. Your content is going to continue to evolve. Your audience and the quality with how we all communicate is going to continue to evolve. So the most important thing that I've learned is to start right away.
This has been fantastic. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you. It's been fun.